NASA caves to cancel culture, nixes Eskimo Nebula, Siamese Twins Galaxy. By Penny Starr on August 10, 2020. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, is getting rid of names of space objects the federal agency believes to be insensitive and even harmful, according to an announcement posted on its website last week and updated on Monday. Two names, as an initial step, being nixed are Eskimo Nebula and Siamese Twins Galaxy. The article explains the move is part of its commitment to diversify, equity, and inclusion, even in deep space. Distant cosmic objects such as planets, galaxies, and nebulae are sometimes referred to by the scientific community with unofficial nicknames. As the scientific community works to identify and address systemic discrimination and inequality in all aspects of the field, it has become clear that certain cosmic nicknames are not only insensitive, but can be actively harmful. NASA is examining its use of unofficial terminology for cosmic objects as part of its commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. As an initial step, NASA will no longer refer to planetary nebula NGC 2392, the glowing remains of a sun-like star that is blowing off its outer layers at the end of its life, as the Eskimo Nebula. Eskimo is widely viewed as a colonial term with a racist history, imposed on the indigenous people of Arctic regions. Most official documents have moved away from its use. NASA will also no longer use the term Siamese Twins Galaxy to refer to NGC 4567 and NGC 4568, a pair of spiral galaxies found in the Virgo Galaxy Cluster. Moving forward, NASA will use only the official International Astronomical Union designations in cases where nicknames are inappropriate. Nicknames are often more approachable and public-friendly than official names for cosmic objects, such as Barnard 33, whose nickname the Horsehead Nebula invokes its appearance. But often seemingly innocuous nicknames can be harmful and detract from the science. The article said NASA will use unnamed equity experts in the astronomical and physical sciences to provide guidance and recommendations for other nicknames and terms for review. I support our ongoing re-evaluation of the names by which we refer to astronomical objects, Thomas Zurabukhin, Associate Administrator of NASA's Science Mission Directorate at Headquarters in Washington, said. Our goal is that all names are aligned with our values of diversity and inclusion, and we'll proactively work with the scientific community to help ensure that science is for everyone, and every facet of our work needs to reflect that value. These nicknames and terms may have historical or culture connotations that are objectionable or unwelcoming, and NASA is strongly committed to addressing them. Stephen Tishy, Associate Administrator for Diversity and Equal Opportunity at NASA Headquarters, said. Science depends on diverse contributions, and benefits everyone, so this means we must make it inclusive. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.